You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
It's about kids. 15% of kids say this grosses them out.
Ooh, okay, I like this.
15% of kids say this grosses them out. What is it? 303-691-1649. You must be between the ages of 7 and 17 only. 7 and 17. But you might get a little bit of help here because Jeremy and Josh are going to take some guesses. Who's first? Jeremy, you're up first.
Am I?
15% say this grosses them out.
Well, scooping dog poop. Ew, little turds everywhere.
Ugh. Oh, man. I used to get sent outside. Tiber, our German Shepherd, had big poops, man. And I had to use my mom would give me a Folgers, empty Folgers coffee can. Ooh. That's why I would go out and scoop.
Ugh. Yeah.
And, dude, this was West Texas, so sometimes the temperature would be like 100 degrees and
steamy.
90% Swoosh. Humidity, and that giant dog poop was just squishy. And I can still
feel it, right?
Feel probably. It go.
Everybody that walks their dogs knows that feeling, too, with that bag that you put over your hand and then grab it and then turn it inside out.
Josh, 15% of kids say this grosses them out.
Oh, man. I don't... Vegetables, I think. Ugh.
It's like steaming dog poop.
Yes, it is.
All right. Now, you may take either of those guesses, or you can try your own. 303-691-1MIX. 691-1649. That's how you get through for the Mind Bender. Let's place some of these calls on hold. So, listen, we'll tell you, if you get... if you are placed on hold, please be patient. Don't hang up. We'll be right with you. And prizes for big brains in the backseat are especially cool because we've got something for mom and dad, and then we've got something especially for the winner, the kid.
Let's do the mom and dad one, which really is kind of a family pack. You're going to win a 4-pack of tickets to ice at Gaylord Rockies, where you can enjoy a winter wonderland featuring epic ice sculptures from the holiday classic A Christmas Story. And they've got all those thrilling ice slides there. If you don't win, you can book today at Christmas at GaylordRockies.Marriott.com, and you're going to qualify for the grand prize, which is a 2-night stay at the Gaylord Rockies, admission to Cirque, Spirit of Christmas, and breakfast and parking. Woo!
Great
so
prize.
All that book.
You know, all just on its own, that would be a great prize.
It's so much cram-packed.
But there's more.
But get this, you guys. Our buddy Steve Marshall scored a PlayStation 5 for the kiddo that wins today. That's a Mac Daddy prize right there.
That's a PS5, my friend.
Yes. Yes. So that's pretty cool. You'll get that.
All right.
All right.
Are we ready? Big brains in the back seat. First one in today is Thea, who's 8 years old. Thea, good morning. Where do you go to school? Thea?
American Academy.
American Academy.
Lovely.
That's a great school. All right, Thea. So 15% of kids say this grosses them out. What is it?
A mouse pees on someone.
When a mouse pees on someone.
Oh, no. Did that happen to you?
Not really.
That would be pretty gross, wouldn't it?
It would be nasty.
Yes.
That's not the winning answer, but I'm really glad you called, okay? Okay.
Well, see you later.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. She's quiet as a mouse.
Here's Ida Lynn, who's actually 17. I got to tell you, Ida
really?
Lynn. We don't actually get a lot of 17-year-olds who call in. You know, next year you'll actually be eligible to call in every day. What do you think about that?
I'm excited for it.
Yeah. How long have you been listening to The Mind Bender?
My entire life.
That's fantastic. Neat. Where do you go to school?
North High School.
All right. Good for you. Well, you got a winning answer. What grosses these kids out?
Their food touching.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Gotta keep them separated on the plate, right?
Right.
That is a great guess. It's not right, but it's a really good try, and I look forward to talking to you next year when you can call in whenever you want, okay?
I'm looking forward to it also.
Take care. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All her life, listening to the Mind Bender.
I hear that.
Here's Ella. Ella, who's 10 years old. Ella, where do you go to school? Ella?
Yes?
Where do you go to school?
Stack Elementary.
Oh, yeah? Who's your teacher?
I have two teachers.
Who are they?
One's name's Miss Wolf, and one's name's Miss Omen.
Which one's the mean one?
Miss Wolf.
Miss Wolf's mean.
She's mean,
yeah,
huh?
With a name like Wolf. Rawr, she'll come get you, Ella.
Ella, do you have a cold?
I did a week ago or something.
Yeah, a little stuffy.
Sounds a little stuffy.
A little stuffy.
Yeah. Well, we're glad you're feeling a little better, Ella. Listen, 15% of kids say this grosses them out. What do you think it is?
I think it's the parents' version of their favorite food.
Oh, they make you eat that food, and it's...
Gross.
What do your parents make you eat that you hate? Don't know.
Tuna fish.
Just say something. Ella, we got to run. Listen, that answer's not right, but thank you for trying, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Sebastian is 11. Where do you go to school, Sebastian?
I go to Ophel's Catholic school.
Do you? What's for lunch today?
What's for lunch today?
Yeah.
Oh, you get chicken Alfredo.
Chicken Alfredo?
God, I never got chicken Alfredo when I went to school.
They are stepping it up at the schools,
ooh,
aren't they?
Man, oh
yeah.
Man.
We just had chicky nuggies and pigs in a blanket.
Oh
yeah, yeah.
You have that too?
Yeah. Okay. We have pizza on Fridays.
Okay.
So every Friday?
Every Friday.
Well, it's good to know that some things haven't changed. It was pizza every Friday at my school too.
Yep.
So. Yeah.
That's good. All right, let's get back to the mind bender here, Sebastian. 15% of kids say this grosses them out. What is it?
Picking up dog poop.
Hey, buddy.
That's what Jeremy said.
That's a good guess.
We got this.
We got it, Sebastian.
Yes.
Yeah, and then we're going to cover that dog poop in Alfredo sauce.
You sound pretty confident. You think Jeremy's pretty smart, don't you?
Come on, buddy.
Yeah.
Well, no.
We're out.
You know what it could be, Sebastian and Jeremy, is that it does gross kids out, but it might be a much bigger number than 15%.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
All right, bud.
Good try, my friend. You have a good day, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
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 These kids are great. Is your name pronounced Mila or Mila?
Mila.
Mila.
Little Mila.
It's a beautiful name. Where do you go to school? You're 11 years old. Where do you go to school?
Broomfield Heights Middle School.
Nice. What do you want to be when you grow up?
Oh, that's hard.
You don't know yet?
You don't have to know.
I don't have anything set yet.
No.
Good.
That's okay.
I hope you don't have anything set. You know what? They're going to try to force you into doing certain things before you're ready, Mila. You just wait and figure out what it is you want to do, okay?
Got it.
What do you like school? What's your favorite subject in school?
Maybe language arts.
Oh,
we do a lot of fun
projects. Yeah, that was one of my favorites,
solid,
too.
Solid answer, Mila. All right, so what is it that's grossing these kids out?
I think losing a tooth.
It is kind of gross.
And then you stick your tongue up in the little space where it used to go.
And that little, like, nerve is still hanging out a little bit.
What does a tooth fairy bring you for a tooth in your house, Mila? How much?
Depends on, like, the tooth. When I left my first big tooth, I got $5, actually.
Nice.
That's pretty fair. That's a pretty good amount.
Usually, like, $1. Huh?
Usually a buck, though.
A dollar a tooth.
Yeah.
Well, I got to tell you, losing a tooth is such a great guess. I wish it was right, but it is not right. It's a good try.
Okay.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye. All right, who's been holding the long? Cool. That's Tommy. Tommy's 14 years old. Tommy, where do you go to school?
I go to Peak to Peak.
You go to where?
Big Physique?
Peak to Peak.
Oh, Peak to Peak.
I thought you said Big Physique.
Big Physique.
It's a gym.
Every kid is ripped.
They're all jacked doing push-ups all day.
Fantastic.
That's cool.
What do you most like about school? What's your favorite subject?
My favorite subject is science, I would say.
Good for you. Stick with that, Tommy.
Math and science, Tommy, will make you a lot of money someday. I'm just telling you. So, yeah. All right, listen. 15% of kids say this grosses them out. What do you think it might be?
I'm going to say seeing their parents kissing.
Ew, gross.
Does that gross you out?
Yes.
Do they do it a lot? Your parents kiss in front of you?
I mean, not a lot, but when they do, it's, I don't like it.
Do you say anything? My kids go, ugh, that's sus.
Oh, no, my mom and my dad are kissing right now. I don't like this.
They're kissing as we speak?
Yes.
Why, they can't
They're
get,
all over each
they
other.
They can't get their hands off each other. Huh.
I know.
Tell them to knock it off.
Well, listen, look, Tommy, it could be worse, right? Your parents could be, like, bickering and arguing, and instead they're showing affection, yeah. right?
They probably do yeah. that, though, too, right, Tommy? Are they always fighting?
not really.
Okay, that's good.
Do you remember the last thing your parents fought about?
Daddy's no, special friend at work.
What?
No, what? I'm just joking, Tommy.
What? Tommy, he's
Tommy,
joking.
I'm joking. Your dad has no special friends.
No.
You don't have to worry about her.
Is that what your dad says?
Yes.
That's the line of the day, Tommy. Line of the day, my friend. Hey, do you have a PlayStation 5, by the way?
I do not.
Well, you do now. You just won the mind bender. That is right.
Yay, Tommy! Yay. You got a PS5, buddy.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. Who's there celebrating with you right now?
My dad and my sister.
Yeah.
Yeah, right on. That's good.
Yeah, they went and surveyed a bunch of people, Tommy, a bunch of kids, and 15% of them say when their parents kiss, it totally grosses them out.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it always will, my friend. It always will. Well, you're gonna be the big stud at Peak to Peak today when you walk down the halls. There's no doubt. Everyone's gonna be like, "That's Tommy. He won the mind bender this morning." Yeah. Tell me this, sir. How big is your brain?
It's humongous.
Yeah, it is.
No lie.
Congratulations, buddy. It was nice meeting you.
Yeah, we enjoyed talking to you.
Nice to meet you.
All right, listen, don't hang up. Hold on. And Josh is going to want to talk to one of your parents here in a second, so hold the phone, okay?
All right, sounds good.
All right, good man. That's it. What grosses these kids out is watching mom and dad kiss. And that is your mind bender for today. I loved every one of those calls today.
Good kiddos. Thanks, everybody.